Hello, guys. Welcome to the podcast. How are we?
Yeah, good. Really good. Good.
Going well. Now, are you two going out for lunch together? That's very cute.
Well, I don't know. Tacos.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to have to... I want to look into it.
You were very keen a moment ago. You turned right off it real quick.
Yeah, I don't know.
You know, I put myself out there.
You did.
And I go, yes, I'll go out to lunch with you, Jade, and build the friendship.
Tacos.
Jade. Shut down.
It's not a turd in a friggin' wrap, but they're delicious. It's Mexican.
Yeah, but I just don't like, I don't know if I'm going to get value for
money. Sorry, you only like your Mexican chow mein. That's the only Mexican food you like.
What do you mean value for money?
It's my Mexican beef chow mein. Yeah, okay, so that's what it looks like, the food.
Yeah, oh my God, look at that.
It's nice, never been there. I like to, I see a new restaurant, I want to try it. That's my situation.
Do you want to call them up, Jade, and see if you can review it on the show and get it for free? Yes, you do.
No, it's just...
What do you want?
Wrong,
I'm just
Jade?
In an indecisive mood all of a sudden.
Well, I can't help you with that, can I?
No.
And I don't really feel like a rooster roll, which is what you would be wanting, isn't it?
That's,
a red rooster roll.
Well, to be honest, I think I'll pass.
It was your idea.
Yeah, I know, but I've decided I've got a lot of outgoings this week, so
Jade,
I'm just gonna go buy a hot chook.
They're cheap, Jade.
No, they're not.
Let's have a look how much it will cost you.
Okay,
that's a good idea.
You haven't even looked at that, Jade.
Yeah, but then that's two meals I've got to pay for.
What do you mean?
Well, because then I've got to buy mine
and then mine.
Well, then I've got dinner.
Oh, my God. This looks delicious. Effing delicious. So a single taco pack, which is three soft shell tacos with a choice of filling, Mexican cheese, sour cream, pico de gallo. Yeah. I think I said that right. Mm-hmm. Salsa verde, shredded lettuce. You can also add more of your favorite fillings. $16.
Oh, for three.
For three.
Oh, that's not too bad.
You guys could share that. $8.40 each.
Probably not. I'd eat that myself.
Yeah.
All three.
They're not like a huge thing. Like, they're like that maybe.
Mm.
Oh, my God. Crevo, you would love this place. Listen to the burger.
Look at you. Maddie's eyes are lit up like it's Christmas.
I think you'd like this. Buttermilk and ancho chili marinated chicken burger.
Oh, yes. That sounds right up my alley.
Cheeky cheeseburger and fries. Char grilled corn, Jade, $8.50.
Oh, I love char grilled corn.
Barra burger, nachos. You need to go there. I'm on a diet.
You're not coming.
Yeah, I'm not coming.
I'm just taking pictures of your face just so you can see how
really makes
cute
me happy.
You look.
All I ate yesterday was like a little bit of chicken stir fries. Horrible.
You're losing weight though. It's working.
It's hard.
You look you do genuinely look thinner in the face, and I'm not blowing smoke up your backside.
Yeah, thanks, but what I care about the body. Big fat ass still.
See, look at it's in the eyes, the excitement in I'm just showing the guys a picture of Maddie.
It looks like he won Lotto.
Yeah, like look.
He just focus on his eyes.
You've got to try this one, Crevo. You're so cute.
Don't upload that, please.
No.
Very unflattering. Oh, my God. Listen to their Barra Burger. This is also, by the way, Taco Locato in Broadmeadow.
Yeah.
The Barra Burger, Korean battered barramundi.
Oof.
Pasilla chili mayo, slaw and guacamole.
This sounds really good.
Oh, my God.
You want to go, don't you?
If you don't go today, that's fine. I'll be taking Emmy there sometime.
Aww.
Do you know what? I'm going to call them maybe and see if we can do like a review.
On tacos.
On the podcast.
Yeah. Or on the show.
Either way.
Look, we should do a team dinner there one time.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, that's good. I'll do a team dinner there.
Go and do it today with Crevo, though.
No, I'm going to be cheap. I'm going to go buy something that I can eat for lunch and dinner tonight. So then I can...
Two meals in one.
I'm going to budget. I've got to be good because I've got Crevo's birthday present for his girlfriend, Emmy.
To buy?
And I'm slowly chipping away at my Christmas present.
What are you going to get? What are you going to get Crevo's girlfriend, Emmy?
I don't know. I haven't decided yet.
Really?
That's all right.
Very good.
I'm still working that out.
No pressure.
All right. Well, Let's go. Oh, we have to pick our songs for tomorrow's Feel Good Friday. We get one song per week each.
Yeah.
And our boss is away, and he's like, he's so awful with, like, not letting songs through that don't fit the format of the station. So we thought, he's away this week, let's take advantage of that.
I should probably pick something a bit wilder, but I don't know.
Well, Jackson, our producer, just messaged and said, speak of the devil, I just got an email about the songs from JT, our boss. So shut us down.
Mine will be all right. I chose Sammy Jade's Sweet Talk.
Oh,
I love that song.
That's because if you were a musician, you'd be Samantha Jade.
Yeah.
You'd just be Jade Samantha.
Oh, I think she's really beautiful.
I picked Fisher's Losing It.
Oh, that's a great song.
I'll never, ever let us play that any other time. But now my safe backup is Jason Derulo, Whatcha Say.
So safe.
It is safe. Anyway, enjoy the podcast.
Bye, everyone.
See ya.
Bye. Bye.
The moment has arrived. Across Newcastle.
Across Newcastle.
Relax. Open your mind. All right, let's get started.
Another day is kicking off.
You guys feel that?
Hell yeah.
And the Nobos are about to throw open the mics.
Go! Let's go.
And get things started.
This is
Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
Jade, Maddie, and Crevo, the Novos.
Hello, guys. How are we?
Good morning.
Hello, hello.
It's Thursday, everybody.
It is.
You're going for a bit of a British accent.
Yeah, what's
Maddie?
With that?
Hello, guys.
You're not British.
Hello, Governor.
You're not British. We're Aussies. We're proud Aussies. And we're proud Queenslanders this morning because obviously we won the State of Origin.
Well, it was a bit rigged, though.
Oh, as if it was. You didn't even watch it.
No.
Neither did you, Jay.
Yes, but I had my reasons.
Did you not watch it?
I was in bed. I was weak. So
you gave blood yesterday. I did. Just quickly on the Origin. Hamish, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, I just heard, I don't know if you have it handy, that audio grab of Wayne Bennett.
Yes,
are
I do.
Are you able to play that for
sure
me?
I sure can.
Just listen to this.
Okay.
We played with 12 men in the end. We played with guys hurt out there. We played with guys with concussion off the game, couldn't come back. And you saw us put our body on the line time and time again. And that's what's made Origin great, and that's what's made Queensland what it is.
What a boring man.
Oh, don't you go saying that about Wayne Bennett. He's one of the greats.
And then we
he's still pretty boring.
Do you have the Brad Fittler, the coach of the Blues, grab as well?
Yes, sorry, I do. No,
let's
that's
play
okay.
him as
Under
well.
The
okay.
pump.
Here we go.
A little bit, actually, a lot of lack of respect, but sure, he learned from that.
That was about that very dodgy decision to push him down. Then he obviously was suffering a head knock.
Can you imagine those two having a conversation? Like, I don't know. I couldn't deal with that.
Fittler sounds like he's got...
he's been eating gravel.
I was going to say, like, half an apple somehow pushed into his mouth while he talks.
Fittler.
Didn't it sound
can
like that?
Can you please not, you two?
Jay, just...
You like to make fun of jocks?
What?
Like sports
oh,
people.
Oh, sporting people have it so hard in the schoolyard.
Yeah, well, have a little respect. They do it. Like, it takes a lot mentally, physically.
To say just, somebody has a funny voice.
I was just making comment on how boring they sound.
Yeah, well, anyway, you can't take away the win from us this morning.
Yeah, good for you, Jade.
Yeah.
Congratulations. Good.
Congrats, Hamish and Jade.
Yeah, thanks.
Very good.
Good.
Guys, up next, I've got an unbelievable escape story.
Oh, excellent.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
Kind of an unbelievable escape or attempt at escape.
Must hear you say.
Yeah, this California man, he's been on the run from the FBI because he basically set up this massive Ponzi scheme, which are like the old pyramid scheme type situation. He fleeced people out of $35 million.
Ooh.
So this is not some guy, you know, getting you to resell makeup. This is like major, major scam situation.
That's
right?
Huge.
Of course, the FBI were chasing after him and they were following him like on this sort of car chase towards a lake, right? He then gets out of his ute and pulls out like they're calling it an underwater sea scooter. right?
Wow.
He then places that on the lake, and it's sort of one of those ones you've probably seen, like, sort of viral video, YouTube videos where they sort of, like, pull you underwater.
Yeah. So this is, like, James Bond-level espionage.
Absolutely. With wow. the FBI.
With the kid as well.
That's insane.
The underwater scooter.
The Ponzi scheme guy, the $35 million. He jumps into the water with this scooter, right? And it's working because he's out of sight. So the FBI are like scanning the lake with their binoculars trying to spot this guy. And they're like, they couldn't see him. But then they noticed like bubbles coming up. So they're like, he's definitely still down there. And then they actually played a smart move here. Instead of like grabbing jet skis and boats and trying to like beat him at his own game.
Yeah.
Because the lake was so cold, they're like, let's just wait this one out, boys. They waited about 25 minutes. And
up he comes.
Up he comes because it was like a freezing cold lake. And there, they just nabbed him right there and then.
Do you know what?
Scooter as evidence. Very impressive.
I reckon if like Elon Musk was running a Ponzi scheme and ripping people off to the tune of $35 million, he would run away on an underwater scooter.
Yeah, or a spaceship.
Or a spaceship.
The thing is, you need a submarine. You got to have somewhere to go. You can't just think, I'm going to go to the lake.
And scoot around underwater. I think he was probably going for the angle of, like, they'll think I've drowned or disappeared or something like that. But they spotted the bubbles. They're like, he's still going.
I've just had to Google this underwater sea scooter. Interesting that he managed to stay underwater for 25 minutes. He must have had, like, a little bottle of oxygen.
Yeah, the little aqualung situation.
Yeah, that he was just puffing every now and again. He would have had to train for that.
I'm sure he did if you were planning to run away.
That's and commitment to a scheme, isn't it?
To an escape plan because, you know, if you're thinking, right, what if one day the FBI chased me? What am I going to pack as an escape kit? Not a passport and some cash to run away to Mexico. He decided it was better to have, you know, the underwater sea scooter always in the back of the ute.
Question.
That's so good.
How would you guys run away? Like, what would you do?
I've never thought of it.
Neither have I.
There's no point in running away from things like that, you know?
It's always going to catch you in the end.
Yeah, like, you know those people that escape from jail?
Yeah.
Like, what do they really expect is going to happen?
I guess it can't get any worse, can it? So, you know, you've ripped 35 million. You've got that. You've ripped people off to get that coin.
Yeah.
You can't really get charged with too much. You're already going to be doing such a hefty sentence, you know what I mean?
So you reckon may as well try and escape?
Yeah.
How would you run away, Jade? I think that's the real question.
I feel like you've been putting some thought into this over time.
I have thought about it.
Yeah, of course you have.
Before.
What schemes are you running?
Harder in Australia.
You do have a Maltese passport.
Yeah. I do.
What are the... And I think this is the term they use in a lot of spy movies, extradition laws.
You know what I do?
To Malta. Can they bring you back?
Well, no, because the part about being in Australia, because I have thought about this, is the fact that you got to get out of the country before they've caught on, which is the hard bit. Because once they've been alerted, obviously they're going to block all your passports.
Mm.
So I think... You're best just running away inland towards Ayers Rock and faking your own death out there.
Okay.
Yeah.
and then just sort of living there for a while until you can commandeer a vessel from Darwin and then scoot up to one of the islands.
Scoot up.
Commandeer a vessel from Darwin.
Yeah, I think that's how I do it.
Oh. Well, I just placed a little bit too much thought on this.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. This sounds like a very solid plan for someone who doesn't commit any crimes.
Look, I have an imagination.
And do you know what? And then you listen to the local radio station over there and a jade-sounding new announcer rocks up on the air. Can you speak Maltese?
No, I wish. I actually looked into Maltese
of course, lessons. Yeah, just for when you have to escape.
She'll bring out her Port Stephens FM name again, Lola, on the air.
My alias.
Lola, the big star in Malta.
Radio star Jude Leader here. Just before we get compliance, there are punishments for, you know, absconding and lodging.
Oh,
and
totally.
They do throw the book at you if you do escape from jail.
Of course.
As to your jail term, for example.
Theoretical, of course.
Of course.
But
Jay.
Lads versus lasses is coming up, guys. This is our ultimate battle of the sexes game. The lads are on 34, the lasses are on 32. We're clawing back. But obviously, if you play today and you win, you're going to walk away with one of these amazing tessellate beach towels. These things do not catch sand, which is pretty
good. Wet or dry.
Mm.
Make your beach days better this summer with a tessellate sand-free beach towel exclusively available online at tessellate.com. Playing next at New FM.
Jay, Maddie and Grevo, the Novos.
Lads
versus lasses. Thank you.
This is our ultimate battle of the sexes game. If you want to play 13-10-09 right now, the lads are on 34 and the lasses, we're slightly trailing behind on 32. So we need to claw back. But the thing is, if you're playing, you win today, you're walking away with an $80 tessellate beach towels. These are premium, guys. They're so pretty, the prints. But the best bit is that they actually don't hold any sand. So if you go to the car, you're lying on the beach, you pick it up, no sand.
Yeah, it's like magic.
It is.
Yeah,
probably science.
Available online now at tessellate.com. Let's go to Samantha. Her favourite movie is Mamma Mia, and if she was a Spice Girl, she would be Scary Spice. Ooh. And she also would like a pet monkey. Good morning, Samantha.
Morning.
You sound like a fun woman. What did you do last weekend? Was it fun?
Worked.
Oh, yeah.
Less fun.
Yeah.
You'd probably work at like an amusement park or something, though.
Why do you want a pet monkey?
Just something different.
Yeah, that's true.
It would be something different.
Are you a bit loose like Mel B? Like, out of all the Spice Girls, she is definitely the loosest. She gets up to all sorts of things. Do you see any comparisons between the two of you?
No, not really.
No.
Oh, okay.
Maybe just when you drink.
Yeah.
Well, Mel B likes to invite others into the bedroom.
Yeah, she does.
Really?
She's a frisky lady. Very sexual, Mel B.
Oh.
All right, let's do this, Samantha. Question number one for you. The Raptor is a ute made by which company?
Ford
is correct. 1 point on the board.
Well done.
Question number two. What was the State of Origin final score for last night's game?
Was it 18-6?
No.
Close.
20-14. Question number three. Ryko is known for making what in the world of car parts? Ryko.
Seat covers?
No. Good guess.
I love that you guessed, though. That's the main thing, giving it a go.
Oil filters or air filters. So you've got 1 point on the board, which means the lad that we're about to meet needs two.
All right, let's go to Elijah. Or Elijah, rather.
Elijah.
What am I, half asleep? Yeah. Hey, man, sorry about that. How you doing this morning?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good.
Oh, that's the way. Are you just on your way to work, by the sounds of it?
Oh, no, I'm on the way to training.
Oh, you're good, up and about, motivated.
What kind of training are you doing at 6:26 on a Thursday morning, Elijah?
So we're doing some contact training with the Aboriginal boys.
Oh, good stuff.
Awesome, man, that sounds great. Well, let's get into the questions for you.
Yep.
Question number one. Now, remember, you need two to win. We really need the lads to go ahead here. What part of the body does the Brazilian wax cover?
The butt?
No.
More information?
Oh, no, that's not fair. That was his answer. You can't do that. Okay.
It's more of the downstairs area in general.
Bikini area.
All right, question number two. What's the name of Sam Frost's character on Home and Away? God, I wouldn't have any idea.
I have no clue. I am so sorry.
That's okay.
That's all
Jasmine
right.
Delaney.
You've still got one chance here.
Come on, you can do this. Come on, man.
And then it'll go to a coin toss.
Which artist's original recordings were sold for over $300 million recently? Big cash.
Was it Kylie Minogue?
The ladies have done
Taylor Swift.
Oh.
Sorry, man.
You've done it, hon. That Tessalle beach towel, all yours, Samantha. You enjoyed that, okay?
Jay, Maddie and Grievo, the Novos.
Time's up, time's up, time's up. Hold on. All right, all right, all you got. I got 30 seconds. You ready?
The moment has arrived. Across Newcastle.
Across Newcastle.
Relax. Open your mind. All right, let's get started.
Come on.
Another day is kicking off.
You guys feel that?
Hell yeah.
And the Novos are about to throw open the mics.
Go!
Let's go.
And get things started.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
This is
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
Oh, Jade, yesterday on the show, I love you sometimes. You just come out with the weirdest stuff. We're chatting about that story about the man, the pilot, who was sucked out of the plane mid-flight.
Yeah.
So he was like kind of at the front of the plane, mid-air, 17,000 feet in the air. Now, you like to, I guess, fantasize about different professions in men. Like, I know you like doctors. It's like you really find doctors in their scrubs super sexy, yeah. Right?
Because what did you say before on the show? Easy access.
Well, it's a
nice, flowy sort of material.
Flowy sort of material,
belts and buckles to undo.
Not very restrictive.
Now, I feel sorry for your husband, Ben, because I feel like he has a lot to live up to in your mind. You come out with this one yesterday. You know what? I wish I met a pilot. I wish Ben would become a pilot. I wish he would go and train to become a pilot.
Just to have his little uniform and his wings and his little hat. Imagine him in that, Jay.
I love aviation and I love my husband. Don't get me wrong. I love he has a job and he works. That's the main thing. But, you know, if I had to pick a profession for him to do, I would have loved it if he was a pilot.
What do you like about pilots, Jade?
Is it the uniform?
Well, the uniform is definitely, it has to be, definitely, it's one of the sexiest uniforms, but also I think it's the privacy of the cockpit. You know, no one knows what's really going on up there as well. It's a very sort of sexy place
Location.
To fantasize about. And, you know, cheap discounts on flights, that's a big winner.
13:10:09 this morning. Obviously, what we thought we'd do is, what do you wish your partner did for a job?
Yeah.
Like, you know, they might just have an everyday job like most people do, but what do you wish they did?
Deep down, you'd go, oh, that's cool.
But what do you wish your partner did, Crevo?
Interesting one. Something that earned heaps of more money would be great,
well,
you know?
Because she's an accountant.
Yeah.
What, like a celebrity chef?
Yeah, or, you know, some sort of high-flying lawyer or something that flies under the radar but can afford a Ferrari. That's a great little combination in my mind.
Well, you're a sucker for a pencil skirt and a slightly unbuttoned blouse.
Exactly.
So
right.
I can see that about you.
So right line of work, just way higher paying would be awesome.
Do you think both of your partners wish you did other jobs rather than this one?
Yeah, probably. I don't know what they are. I haven't asked.
I'm going to have to ask Ben that question because he listens to our podcast, so...
Well, people, like, other partners
morning,
of...
Benny.
Yeah,
partners
morning,
Benny. Of radio
you.
Announcers sacrifice a lot.
They do. Weird sleeping hours.
I think he'd prefer
moving
me
around.
To a job where I'm not waking him up every morning at, like, 4 in the morning.
Jay, Maddie and Grievo, the Novos.
Yeah, 13:10:09 this morning. What job do you wish your partner did after Jade wished yesterday that her husband was a pilot instead of a retail worker?
Yeah.
Now, you set high expectations, Jade. Like, becoming a pilot is a lot of hours and hard work.
And a lot of money, too.
Yeah, it is a bit exy, but it's funny because I just called him in the break then just to see. I asked, oh, Ben, what would you prefer me to do? He didn't have an answer. I think he has never really thought about that.
Only we think about these whack things.
I think he thought it was a trick question. I said, no, it's not a trick question. He was too scared to answer.
What did he say? He wanted you to become a lady of the night?
Yeah, and I'm like, no, it's not a joke, my love.
No, my love. Hey, let's go to Jamie. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, hello. Jamie. How are you today?
Thanks, and you?
Yeah, we are doing well. You're nice and perky. Love that. What job do you wish your partner did?
I'm currently single, but I would love to marry a chiropractor.
Oh. Very handy. Do you suffer with, like, bad back?
Well, not currently because I see a chiropractor regularly, but there's nothing more satisfying than getting cracked like a glow stick.
Ooh.
Interesting.
I like that choice of words, but I feel a little bit concerned because they know the body inside out, so when they're cracking away, if you did something wrong, you burnt their steak, you know, he knows all the pressure points.
Oh, Jay.
Well, I have a concern, you know, it's like...
Is it? It is.
I don't like people knowing too much about pressure points in the body, just in case.
God, you worry about
things. You don't want to be with someone that's going to be manipulative like that. Like,
yeah, totally.
Be nasty. They're not the right person, regardless of their profession.
Yeah, exactly right. True. Hey, now, Jamie, I've got a question for you. How long have you been single for?
Going on 12 months.
12 months. Now, I've got a theory here. Do you secretly have a crush on your chiropractor now?
Yeah.
Like, has this brewed over the last 12 months? Because that's kind of been the contact from a man that you've had.
The touch, the physical touch.
No, I've wanted to date a chiropractor since I was like 19.
Oh my God.
Really?
How old are you now?
I'm 31.
Oh, wow.
Where would you even go to meet chiropractors?
Like, just hang around a chiropractor convention and chuck Tinder on local?
I wouldn't know if there was a chiropractor convention, and if I knew where to meet one, I probably would have met one by now.
Okay.
Interesting little tidbit here. When I went to a chiropractor around Newey, his wife, also a chiropractor, and apparently every Sunday they crack each other's backs.
Wow. Well, it's like doctors hang out with one another, so I'm guessing chiros do. Hey, Jamie, let's put this out on the air. If you're a chiropractor right now and single and looking for love...
And you like the sound of Jamie.
What do you look for in a man?
I like the nerdy types.
Oh, glasses. Okay. Describe the perfect look of a chiropractor.
See, I'm not really attracted to looks. I'm a personality person. The vibe has to be there.
So he's got to use big...
Don't do much for me.
Big intellectual words.
What about Matt Agnew?
Confuse me.
What about Matt Agnew?
Like people.
Remember The Bachelor? Sorry? Matt Agnew? Did you find him sexy, the scientist?
I don't know who that is.
No, that's fair enough. All right.
Well, thank you, Jamie.
Hey, get in touch if you're a chiropractor looking for love, and we'll connect you two. That'd be great.
I love that. Thank you so much. Appreciate that. What's the gossip next?
So I got details on Pete Evans. They're dropping him left, right, and center, and it's costing him a lot of money as well. Also, too, Little Mix, is this the beginning of the end?
Oh, breakup rumors.
I love that.
Jay, Maddie, and Creepo. The Novos.
Kim, would you stop taking pictures of yourself? Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos.
I gotta testify.
All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
It's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is the Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'll let you finish.
So I always love to hear about what's going on with Pete Evans, Jackson. What's the latest?
He's really the gift that you don't want that keeps on giving, right? So he posted a Nazi symbol the other day on Instagram and fans were outraged. He then apologized.
Oh, my God.
Yet he was like, oh, I was waiting for someone to notice that. Anyway, he has been dropped by, like, pretty much everybody. So Pan Macmillan, Australia, they dropped him from a string of their bookstores, retailers, Coles, Woolworths, and... also Network 10 for I'm a Celeb, so all dropped him, which is great because we don't need that on our TV screens or in our stores. But a digital media influencer marketing agency's come out and they've given a bit of a ballpark figure of what sort of money he's up to lose from being dropped from all of these people, which is really fascinating. So they've done a bit of a breakdown. So a single TV appearance for him is between $80,000 and
$250,000. Wow.
A book deal between $60,000 and $150,000.
Yeah.
They're saying his advertising campaigns can be up to $400,000. And then I'm a Celeb could have gone up to $1 million.
Interesting person just saying who's buying his books. Like, I would never think he'd be doing
well,
book
it's
deals.
A very, like, niche crowd, Jade. Mm. So he's like that paleo crowd.
Mm.
Like,
yeah.
They're very into what he says.
That's what
and
he specializes in.
Yeah.
And what you got to remember, like, this seems absolutely mad for us, but there's a lot of people out there.
Yeah.
who like don't who believe like vaccines are bad and stuff, like just absolute.
Oh, is he an anti-vaxxer as
yeah.
well?
Yeah.
Jeez, this guy's just all sorts of wrong,
crack
isn't
at
he?
Every sort of, you know, weird theory,
wacky
conspiracy.
Well, remember, yeah. like less than a year ago, he claimed he had the coronavirus cure for COVID-19 with that machine,
a lamp, yeah, basically
LED face lamp. He also claims that 5G. Carries coronavirus around.
So my friend sent me like an Instagram video of his last night.
Yeah.
He has lost the plot. Mm. Like yeah. he was talking about like the Kraken's coming to get everyone and it's been released and he was not in a good place.
He needs his family is to step in and go, hey, like let's you know, go get you some
wind
help, mate.
Back.
Like, not
yeah.
good.
At a huge level, it's just like people are powerless in them situations sometimes.
Well, look that's at Kim true. Kardashian when she was trying to control Kanye when he went off his medication. Like, it is difficult to manage people who are unstable.
Especially him, because he's got a platform already.
Yeah.
So,
right.
you know, he's got this backing of people telling him, oh, you're okay. But fingers crossed he gets help, because that's, oh, harmful information that's not true. Little Mix, let's move on to them. Jessie Nelson of the band.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She is taking a bit of a break. She's got some undisclosed health concerns that they're saying not to probe into. But she's been notably absent for the last couple of months. She didn't show up to the last week of their live shows for that TV show that they're doing. To search for the next Little Mix star. Wasn't at the MTV EMAs. She has caused a whole lot of fan drama because they're accusing her of being Ginger Spice from the Spice Girls and going to break up that band. But yeah, her PR's come out and said that she's quite unwell.
Well, do you know what? 9 years in, those girls have been working hard ever since they won X Factor. But obviously, we remember the documentary that was released on Jessie Nelson. She struggles a lot with her body image. So, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if that has something to do with it.
Do you know they're the most successful group out of the UK?
Are they really?
Which really surprises me because I was thinking the Beatles and all that sort of stuff.
You'd think they'd be bigger here in Australia.
I mean, they are.
They're big, but they're not as big as the Spice Girls were in Australia.
No, not by a long shot.
They are the perfect example of becoming extremely successful in their own country, and they could survive off that. Like, they're not that big in the US or worldwide.
Yeah,
they're
worldwide.
They're, like, middling.
Yeah.
But in the UK, they are massive.
Yeah. They need to do a movie, like The Spice World.
That'll save them.
Jay, Maddie and Creepo, the Novos.
Across Newcastle.
Relax. Open your mind. All right, let's get started.
Come on.
Another day is kicking off.
You guys feel that?
Hell yeah.
And the Novos are about to throw open the mics.
Go!
Let's go.
And get things started.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
This is
Jade, Maddie and Creepo.
Jade, Maddie and Creepo. The Novos.
Hey, guys, with Doco's, like, the social dilemma and stuff recently, it's really brought to light the information that big tech keeps on us, right?
Yeah.
Of course.
It's a bit scary, like almost building profiles. Now, obviously, we all have phones in our pockets with microphones enabled, and like Google's constantly listening. And, like, I know it doesn't listen to me all the time, but I know that it's listening to, like, things we talk about, because how many ads pop up on your phone after you've spoken about something?
Oh, all the time. Because we're giving away those amazing Tessellate beach towels, because we've been talking about it in the studio, my phone for the last week has just been Tessellate ads.
Mine constantly. Too. And do you know what I get on mine? I literally had a couple of conversations, like joking conversations about erectile dysfunction. I constantly get those ads on my phone.
Really?
Yeah, like, there's a bit much, really. But it's not just phones you have to worry about now. So, this robotic vacuum cleaner apparently can be hacked and used as a microphone in your home. So, you know, there's little robo-vacs that, you know, just
cruise
do
around.
Their job Ooh, around the house.
I want one of those.
Well, yeah, it's interesting you say that. I've been wanting one of those, and I was actually going to get one in the next, like, couple of weeks, or even... We talked about getting one. Emmy wanted it as, like, a birthday present.
Yeah.
And I don't know, maybe not now.
So apparently they can be hacked using LiDAR technology, which is, I'll explain, it's like a remote sensing technology for measuring distance. So it's like 1960s technology. So they can somehow turn that into sound waves and record your conversations.
That's fascinating, isn't it?
I mean, it sounds like a lot of work.
The headline is, your robot vacuum could be... your robot vacuum cleaner could be picking up dirt of a different sort. But 13:10:09 this morning, what we thought we'd do, do you think your device is listening to you? Tell us about the weird ads that have popped up, like, mysteriously after, like, 2 seconds of speaking about a subject.
We don't want to, like, if you've searched for that thing, that's a different thing, right? But if you've just talked about it and then the ads come up.
Holidays are another big one as well.
Yeah, spooky stories.
Jay, Maddie and Creepo, the Novos.
13:10:09 this morning, we're asking you weird things that have happened, then, like, after your phone's listening devices have activated. You know, like things that have popped up, advertisements, that sort of thing.
Yeah, this actually happened to me recently because, of course, no holiday for ages. Yeah. We got talking about, like, where we want to go next.
Yeah.
And I swear, like, within, I don't know, 10 minutes or something, all of these ads popped up of, like, island getaways, like Hamilton Island and all this stuff, of places that we technically could go to. And I was like... there's something spooky going on there. Like, that has definitely been listening to our conversation.
100%.
It's so creepy. Can you turn that function off in your phone?
You can, but we rely on it so much. I mean, without even thinking, we rely on that technology every single day. Like, you in your car, Jade, you rely on it so much, you know, to play songs, to call people. That's all, like, microphones and listening devices.
Yeah, that is true.
Have you ever asked Siri if she's listening to you?
No.
Oh, there's like a pre-prepared statement that they give. It's hilarious.
Really?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I wonder if they Google.
Because we're Samsung. We'll see if it works.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Google, are you listening to me?
It's thinking.
No.
It
has
nothing.
No pre-prepared.
So Siri does, because you're an iPhone man, aren't you, Hamish?
I am, yeah.
So it definitely has a little spiel about listening.
It tells you, yeah.
Terms and conditions sort of thing.
Exactly.
Well, this article out now, we're just chatting before, it's a RoboVac. You know those ones you buy at the shops and they just do the vacuuming for you?
Apparently,
they can be hacked by hackers using LiDAR technology to listen into your conversations at home. So, you know, you're just innocently thinking, oh, yeah, I'm cleaning the house. You could be revealing some personal information about yourself or others. Someone could be listening through that. Sure. Weird.
Sure. Scary stuff.
Now, what is LiDAR technology, Hamish?
It's light detection. Basically, it's like radar, except it uses light to just talking, actually, just in the break, about this, you know, an Australian spy agency actually showed a big corporate company that people can actually listen in. They used a laser pointer and a couple of other items, and they pointed at the window of this meeting, and the laser actually could detect the reverberation in the glass.
Wow.
And it could actually determine what they were actually saying because of the vibration.
That's
in the
incredible.
Glass. And it was like across Sydney Harbour. So, you know, it goes to show.
Science,
we're in a different age now.
Is amazing.
Yeah.
If you really wanted to listen to someone's conversation, you probably could work out a way to do it.
Yeah.
Hey, Katie, good morning.
Morning.
Hey, Katie, do you think your phone or, you know, technology has been listening to you?
100% it has. I actually recently went away with a couple of the girls for a 40th birthday.
Yeah.
And the conversation got a little bit raunchy. And then I started getting these sponsored ads about adult toys and lingerie. And I'm like, oh, my Lord, what is happening here? But that's definitely where it was from, because a couple of the other girls experienced the same thing. So, yeah, hilarious.
Well, it can be very embarrassing. Like, it's almost like your phone shaming you.
Pretty much. I'm paranoid as it is. I don't need any encouragement.
Well, there's nothing shameful about that. Just letting you know, pleasure's never shameful.
Thanks, Jade.
Thanks, Jade's statement on that situation.
That is. Oh, how interesting. Because I had an interesting afternoon yesterday.
Yeah.
I mentioned that I was going to go and donate plasma for the first time.
Mm.
Turns out I only had to donate whole blood. So I'm going to tell you about my experience in a minute.
Now, she's an expert. Whole blood.
Well, that's what they were saying.
719 in your event.
Jay, Maddie and Creepo, the Novos.
Jay donated blood yesterday.
Yeah, I went to the Newcastle Donor Centre there at Broadmeadow, just on Lambton Road, and it was such a cool experience. I'd never donated blood before. Initially, I was going to go and give plasma, and they said my veins were fine to do that because I had to check, but they were like, look, it's your first time donating, so it's probably safer to do whole blood first. Just start off with that.
Start on the easier one.
Yeah. And it was incredible. It was very busy, which was good to see. And so I was there getting my blood. I was like, oh, this is great. I was asking so many questions about what was going on, like how they store the blood and all this sort of thing. But then I did get a little woozy and lightheaded. Apparently that does happen sometimes when you donate for the first time. But they looked after me so well. It was such a great experience.
Oh, that's really good. So just tell people the process of how to donate blood if they're thinking about doing it hearing this.
So you can call 13 14 95 or you can sign up online as well. But I over the phone was very easy to do. And so it was really fascinating because obviously they were taking my blood and it was weird. The blood was going into this blood bag that was rocking, and it turns out they rock the blood so it doesn't clot.
Coagulate or whatever.
Yeah, it was fascinating. And then they go and store that into these temperature-controlled containers, which then get couriered to Sydney overnight. And they have this amazing facility in Sydney which runs 24/7. It never stops.
The blood bank,
yeah. And they go there and they analyze all the blood, make sure it's okay to use.
I'm sorry I'm doing this to you, Jade, but I have to.
Yeah.
You know how you were just saying before that you got, like, a little bit dizzy? Lightheaded?
Lightheaded.
So, yes, lightheaded.
Yeah.
Let's have a look at our group messenger yesterday. Wednesday at 2:21 p.m. So, guys, I fainted. ... So did you faint or were you lightheaded? Which one was it?
Because fainting's a big deal.
That's when you black out. Yeah. I didn't black out. Oh. I didn't black out.
So you were...
I was a little bit dramatic in the messages.
Attention hungry in the messages.
Yes, there are.
Like, guys, remember I'm donating blood here.
Yeah. Where are you? Why aren't you by my side?
Here,
by my side.
Crevo says, oh, no. I go, are you okay? Crevo then says, are you able to come in at all tomorrow or Friday? We thought you were setting up a sick day.
Did you really?
Yeah.
100%.
You guys are terrible.
I didn't really think you would use it as a sick day excuse. I just thought it'd be funny suggest that.
I ignored your message because I was thinking that's sarcasm at its finest. But honestly, it was such a good experience.
Yeah,
they really looked after me down there. And the thing is, right now, they actually need 16,000 people this week alone in New South Wales to get the blood supplies up because they are running low. So if you can donate, please pick up the phone. 13 14 95.
And good job, Jade, on making them change the radio station to New FM.
Yeah, they had a different radio station playing when I walked in. And I
almost walked straight out again.
No. But they switched over and
you want my blood? You changed that dial. Okay.
It's my one condition.
I forgot to say too, like, not that you should go there for a free feed, but it was amazing. So afterwards, obviously, they care for you so well and they're like, look, on the way out, make sure there's like a fridge full of juice, water, like little mini cheese and crackers, biscuits, muffins, chips. Like, they had a full smorgasbord.
I think you're only supposed to take one little thing, Jade, not fill up your whole handbag.
Yeah, I know. But it was, I was like, they're like, you're still feeling a bit woozy. I'm like, yeah.
Better take five
muffins.
Better
take another biggie. But no, it was so good. Honestly, it's a really good experience. Lifeblood.com.au. If you can help lift the stores before Christmas, it's the best gift you can give.
Good stuff, Jade. Proud of you.
Jade, Maddie and Creepo, the Novos. Across Newcastle.
Across Newcastle.
Are you ready?
This
is
Jade, Maddie and Creepo.
Jade, Maddie and Creepo.
Guys, Rate the Music is live now at newfm.com.au. You could be winning a four-night stay at the Bay in Nelson Bay, right across from the foreshore. So nice out there.
It's beautiful. It's honestly one of my favourite places on earth. It should be the eighth wonder of the world.
Yeah?
Yeah, no.
It's a big call.
It is a big call.
When you become mayor.
That will be one of my first things to do.
Free parking at Nelson Bay, the eighth wonder of the
world.
It's
beautiful when you climb Mount Tomaree and you look out.
One of my favourite spots.
How could it not be?
Beautiful. You should move back out to the bay.
I do miss living out of the bay.
Get out of town, Jade. Back
out. Or buy a holiday house out there.
No, look. When I win the lotto.
That'll be the first thing you do.
But to be honest, it probably would be.
Tell us how we're doing with the music. You could be walking away with that holiday. 20 songs, 6 minutes, very easy.
Sorry, buddy,
easy to win a holiday.
Yeah, win a holiday.
Head to our website.
21 shows left.
That's right. Next, though, guys, we, of course, on the show have been doing Westpac Rescue helicopter rescue stories. And some of these have been amazing. Like, just hearing people's situations and how this helicopter just, you know, changes their life and their perspective and everything about it. Next, a little bit different, we're going to be meeting an aircrew officer. He's been with the service for 38 years, so you can imagine he's seen some things over his time. He's now a community liaison officer for the Westpac Rescue Helicopter Service. Going to chat to him, find out a little bit more about some of the amazing stuff he's seen and experienced over the time.
Yeah, good stuff. Busy time for them coming into summer as well.
Of course.
Jade, Maddie and Creepo, the Novos.
The Westpac Rescue Helicopter Service, saving Newcastle lives since 1975.
We could be heroes.
The Novos Rescue Stories.
Now, mostly we've been chatting to people who have been rescued themselves. Bit of a different thing today. We're speaking to one, Graham Nickerson, and he's actually been an aircrew officer with the service for 38 years. Now he's a community liaison officer, and he was 17 when he joined the service. Isn't that amazing? Back in the 80s. Good morning, Graham. How are you?
Good morning, guys.
Hey.
I'm great, thanks.
Thanks for joining us.
My pleasure.
Now, I'm just reading through your story here. You were one of the people that were rescuing the passengers of the Pasha Bulka when that happened. What was that like?
It's something I don't want to do again in those conditions, but... It'll go down the services history, that sort of job. But, got them off, and ship's gone, so Pasha Bulka's gone. So we're happy with that.
You would have saved many lives in your time, but obviously now as a community liaison officer, you're still obviously not working directly in the field of rescues. You still get to see these incredible rescues unfold and see the positive impact that it has on people's lives. Can you tell us, you know, what it's like, you know, seeing these people who get rescued and their story and how it changes their life?
Look, I'm perfectly positioned to do that now after 38 years in the air, and of course I stopped in 2018. We used to see people at the worst times of their lives, and you know, that was often hard to take, and left a bit of a legacy to a lot of us to do this sort of work. But I'm well positioned to go and say what a great life saving service it is, and how it does change people's lives. And look, first and foremost, we don't actually save lives. We're the helicopter provider that provides the rapid response, if you like. But we've got the critical care doctors from Hunter New England Health and the critical care paramedics from New South Wales Ambulance. They're the lifesavers. What never ever ceased to amaze me from day one to the day I finished is the amount of lives those men and women save day in and day out. And it's just absolutely incredible. And of course we have the medical retrieval team from the John Hunter Hospital who also we transfer. You don't hear about those jobs because they're what they call like the routine, you know, maybe medical complications we've got to transport. But these people, they're the lifesavers. They're the ones that that get these people back to their families. And to be part of that service is, I'm just so proud. I wouldn't change a thing.
Absolutely. And one thing I've noticed, you know, hearing these stories is the relationship that the people that are rescued form with the people that are saving their lives. Have you formed any bonds over the years from people that you've helped?
Well, I certainly have. Probably a few too many to go into.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
For instance, I walked a little girl down the aisle after she was born prematurely. That was back in 1996.
Wow, that's so nice.
And I was asked to walk her down the aisle. That certainly made the whole thing worthwhile. Young Danielle McDonald from Scone, beautiful young lady. She's got a family of her own now. A gentleman by the name of Gary Walker. Story's very long, but basically his wife's dying wish was to see the son graduate from the Police Academy in New South Wales. She had cancer, unfortunately, and we got all our heads together, and through all the combination of the emergency services, we were able to take her down. We granted her wish, and she passed away that night. So
We
formed a pretty good friend. And lately, young Casey, I think you interviewed her last week.
Yeah.
Beautiful young lady. We've formed a bit of a bond, and she's got in her team for Rise for Rescue, and I've already been up at 6 to... So, Casey, if you're listening, I have done me walk this morning.
Yeah. Oh, that's good. Great. That gave me goosebumps. Like,
I know. Hearing those stories is just...
That's what I mean. It's like,
unbelievable.
You can't make this stuff up. It's beautiful. Now, tell us about, obviously, summer, because summer here in Newcastle, we know that it is a very busy time for you guys. Now, tell us about the summer safety appeal. So how can people of Newcastle and the Hunter get involved with supporting you guys into the summer this year?
Well, like everyone, COVID's hit us very hard, mm-hmm. and we've done it fairly tough. But we've just about to relaunch all the appeals again, as things are starting to look promising for us. So any appeal that you see, you can certainly donate, and you know, we've got the Rise for Rescue at the moment. We've got some charity fundraising events happening, so you know, just get on board and help us. The general manager, Mr. Richard Jones, has always said a lot from a little bit from a lot of people makes a big difference, and it certainly does. It just keeps us in the air, and we couldn't be where we are today without the generous community that we serve. And you know, right up through the north and northwest of New South Wales, Tamworth and Lismore, and of course Newcastle, we rely heavily on the public support.
Yeah.
And that's what keeps us going every day. Now, we've got the red shirts, the volunteers out there every day. You'll see them starting to make a bit of an appearance now. Do it of their own free will. And they raise hundreds of thousands of dollars for us every year. And when you're looking at, you know, $5,000 an hour to run this helicopter, it's...
It's quite all immense.
Bit of equipment.
That was going to be my next question. Like, just to give just one figure, roughly, how much does it cost to keep an aircraft in the air?
Look, I might be talking out of school now, and I might be pulling some old figures out. But the average job for a helicopter rescue is about 2 hours, and you're looking about $5,000 an hour to run the aircraft.
Wow!
But they're like pretty versatile pieces of equipment, and
yeah,
you've seen what they can do, and it's
great,
a door-to-door delivery service, if you like. And like I said, we just
need every dollar.
We're providing for the community, because that's what our communities deserve.
That's exactly right.
They've looked after us since day one, and of course Westpac, or Wales back when I started, but Westpac Bank is one of Australia's largest corporate sponsors, so they've been with us day one too. So, and you know, we've got the wage deduction and all the other programs that are going with all that to keep us afloat, and we can't, without any of those, and our partners, the health department and the state government, without any of those people with that big piece of pie, we don't survive. We don't
survive. Yeah, absolutely.
You're a passionate man, Graham, and thank you so much for coming on and telling us about the amazing work that you do, but also, you know, the Westpac Rescue Helicopter Service.
Yeah, and I might just say before I go, we're just coming up to summer. It's our busy time now, where people start to relax. We start to pick up our work. I wish I would have done this 10 years ago, to actually sit on the other side of the fence now and work as part of the community liaison team. It's just as fulfilling for me to go and see the people. But the average Joe Blow that gives a couple of bucks out of his pay each week, it's just so humbling to think that they think about us. And, 100%.
This is why we're so proud, because, you know, we're big supporters here at the station and our network of the Westpac Rescue Helicopter. So we're happy to give this a platform every week on the show. So, like, it's so important. So thank you for your time, Graham. We do appreciate it, mate. And, of course, more information. And if you'd like to donate, rescuehelicopter.com.au, guys. I love it, guys.
You're gonna love this one. I'm getting your thoughts on the daily topics, and we're gonna be chatting about meteorites.
Oh,
Jay, Maddie, and Creepo, the Novos. New FM, love it or loathe it, loathe it.
Today I'm getting Maddie and Crevo's thoughts on the daily topic. There's only one rule: there's no fence sitting allowed. Today's topic is meteorites.
3, 2, 1, go!
I mean...
You just come up with the most random love it or loathe it, Jay.
How do I love it? I mean, I don't want one hit coming to Earth, I guess. Unless it's really small, and then I do love it because they're worth heaps of money.
Do you love it or do you loathe it?
Let's loathe it.
Let's make a decision.
Loathe it, doll.
Loathe it. Really?
Yeah. A lot of problems.
Potential to kill us.
Yeah.
They're beautiful in the sky.
Before they kill us.
Yeah.
They don't always kill, because an Indonesian coffin maker has become an instant millionaire when a meteorite worth 1.4 million pounds, which is equivalent to about 2.5 million Australian dollars, crashed through his roof of his house. So he's working next to it, building a coffin, and then pow, this meteorite comes out of nowhere, and now he's a millionaire.
Wow, really awkward if it killed him. Like, as he's building his own coffin. Like, I know. That's some whack stuff.
So apparently this single stone, it weighed about 2.1 kilos, and it left a large hole in the tin roof and ended up buried 15 centimetres deep in the soil, in his house underneath it. And, now he's an instant millionaire. It's estimated to be 4.5 billion years old.
Yeah, who needs to buy scratchies?
How good's that? Good on him.
The chances of that happening are so small.
Yeah.
Like a meteorite crashing through your roof.
Yeah.
I wonder what the odds are on that.
Almost impossible to calculate because they're so low.
Wow. There you go.
So it's apparently $857 per gram. What do they even use meteorites for?
So there's a lot of collectors out there for them. That's probably where it'll be sold to. But also a lot of them have a lot of rare metals in them.
Like there's some weird metal here called chondrite.
Yeah, so certain metals that are almost impossible to get on Earth or very, very rare.
Particularly one that's 4.5 billion years old. That's the age of the universe.
How cool. That is so cool.
Yeah, and also kind of boring.
No, how is that boring?
If you got millions of dollars from a rock, Maddie, I reckon you'd change your tunes.
But what a great story. Coffin maker escapes death when meteorite plows through his roof and is an instant millionaire.
You should work for the Daily Mail, Jade, with those sorts of headlines.
Yeah, well, it excites
Jade's
me.
Jade's like a headline generator. You should start an app.
Jade, Maddie, and Creepo, the Novos.
Across Newcastle.
Relax. Open your mind. All right, let's get started.
Come on.
Another day is kicking off.
You guys feel that?
Hell yeah.
And the Novos are about to throw over the mics.
Go!
Let's go.
And get things started.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
This is
Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novos.
Big thank you to Happy Mobile Cafe, happymobilecafe.com.au. Carl and Benny, Newcastle's finest baristas.
That they
get
are.
Get them around to your work. They're very cool guys.
They are. They're really nice. Hey, next though, guys, we are talking about the Total Tools Newcastle Novos 500.
Yeah, now, you got there in the end.
Yeah, I got there in the end.
One job.
This is our big go-kart race to replace the Newcastle 500.
Yeah.
Because they pulled out and left us high and dry with no race.
Shame on them.
Exactly
right. Ring the shame bell.
We're fixing this problem, though, by having our very own go-karts race out at Go-Karts Go Broadmeadow.
This is going to be so good. Mm. We also have our very own KISS tribute band, of course. KISS also cancelled on us because, you know.
Yeah, they get
for reasons.
Come on, second one.
Various reasons.
Shame, KISS.
Anyway, up next, we're going to meet some potential drivers. Now, of course, there are four teams competing in this race.
Mm-hmm.
Newcastle, the Hunter and Maitland, Lake Macquarie and Jade driving for the Bay.
Yeah.
And we need drivers for each of those teams. So that's what we're doing. We're meeting some drivers. Some potential drivers.
What region are we meeting today? My region?
Yes, I believe we are.
Yay! I'm recruiting for my region, Port Stephen.
Jade, Maddie and Creepo, the Novos. For Total Tools, Sandgate and Warners Bay. Every tool, every trade. And Go-Karts Go. Port Meadow, Nelson Bay, Hunter Valley and Cameron Park. Go-kartsgo.com.au for info. The Total Tools, Novos 500.
Yeah, that's right. This is, of course, big replacement for the Newcastle 500, which was cancelled this year. Boo!
Yeah, disappointing.
We've got, of course, replacements, though. We've set up a massive go-kart race, all of the regions competing against each other. The top prize, $1,000 to spend at Total Tools.
Yeah.
How good is that?
It's amazing.
Second place walks away with $500. Third to 50 and fourth gets $100. It's going to be a great day, yep. Guys.
But I'm the head of the Port Stephens region and we're recruiting for my team right now. We're going to scoot over to Courtney. Good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Hey, so you're from Madawi. Tell me a little bit about yourself, Courtney, and why you want to be a part of the Port Stephens team.
Well, because Jade, you need some female representing.
Yeah.
So, of course, you need another woman on the team to show those boys how it's done.
Now, let me tell you, Courtney. So, Jade is almost like the Margaret Thatcher of Newcastle. So, she doesn't just, like, pick the females just because you're a girl. She's like, she wants results.
Well, let's just say I'm a mum. I know how to drive a car. I'm forever driving kids to safe places. To get them there on time, we can do it.
All right.
Speed demons in the team.
Speed demons in the team. Okay. I do like that. So how are you at reversing? Can you do a good reverse park without, you know, a camera?
Go-karts.
No, just a good question.
I can reverse park better than I can forward park.
Okay. That's promising.
Well, you say promising. I say you probably want someone who's good at going forward, not backwards.
Yes, but, you know, that's
just parking.
Because if you know if someone can park properly, they can drive properly.
Question for you, Courtney. What has your fine situation been like over the years? Have you got many speeding fines?
I wouldn't say many, but let's just say I have had some.
Oh, well, there you go, Jade.
All right.
What do you think of Courtney?
All right. Well, she's a speed demon, so she's got that going
like you,
in her favour.
Zipping around town, kids in the back.
All
thanks,
right.
Courtney.
Thank you, Courtney. You are a strong contender. We're going to go to Wade next from Firm Bay. G'day.
Hi, how you doing?
Yeah, not too bad, Wade. All right, so give me your spiel.
Okay, so 2 years ago in 2018, I was the Newcastle Kart Racing Club Tag Restricted Light Champion and also the overall Senior Club Champion for 2018.
Wow!
Oh, that's incredible.
I mean,
this is
Let's just go home. We almost need to disqualify you.
Really?
Because, when I imagined this whole situation playing out, I thought, like, a funny little kart race, you know, a bit of fun on Facebook Live, and we all go home and, you know, that's it. But this is turning to be really serious.
It is getting really serious. And you know what? I've read your application here. I like this. My most recent achievement was just last weekend at Orange, New South Wales, in a 5-hour endurance kart race where I picked up second place. Now, I like a man who can go all the way. And
so, actually, last weekend, it was actually 2 5-hour races. We came fourth in the first one, and we came second in the second one. So, we actually did 10 hours of racing.
You backed it up. I like it. All right. That's good. I like that.
Do you know what, Jade? I think we just need to make the decision right here.
Look, I'm sorry, Courtney, but I think I'm going to have to go with Wade on this one.
Are you granting, like, giving away your official only spot on your team to Wade right now on the show?
Yep, Wade, you're in. I'm backing you.
Oh, fantastic. Look,
there it
is. Okay, so can I pencil you in for 3 hours of training?
Yeah, let's do it.
3 hours of training.
Do you have your own cards here?
3 hours every day up until the event.
Oh, far out. That's intense.
It depends what you look like, Wade. If she finds you attractive, she's down.
She'll be down for four.
Yeah, but we can definitely do a practice. That's not in the rule book saying that we can't.
Now, hey, right. Wade, I'm just having a look at your entry here. So you've put suburb, Fern Bay and Newcastle West. So can we just clarify, do you actually live out at the Bay or in Newcastle West?
Yes, I live in Fern Bay, but I work in Newcastle.
Oh, I was almost going to steal you there for Team Maddie. I was going to put... Oh, damn. Well, there you go, Jade.
No, brilliant. Oh, and you've got trophies. I've just checked out your Facebook page. Haywood Racing.
Yes, Haywood Racing, yes.
Well, yeah, good stuff,
man.
We're
going to win this, I think, Jade.
You're in. Can we schedule some training?
Sure. Why not?
You offered, Wade.
Your idea.
Actually, you know what? I've actually got... I remember you were talking the other day about getting motion sick with a video game. I've actually got a VR simulator at home that we can do some training on, but you may get a bit motion sick.
Yeah, okay. A VR simulator. That sounds interesting. Yeah,
right. Bit of team bonding.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I got your number. Let's make it happen. The race is next week, so there's no mucking about. We want the win.
Are you married, Wade?
Yes, I am.
How'd your wife feel if Jade came over to do some race training
some
with
training.
You know what, Wade? I'm married too.
That doesn't matter. Oh, congratulations, Wade.
Yes.
Competing on Team Jade.
Oh, my spot's
for Port
field.
Stevens.
Yes. I can feel a win in the air. Smell that.
You
gold.
Smell the blood in the water, you big white great shark. Look at you.
Yeah.
Great white shark. White great shark.
Yeah. Bit flustered there, Maddie.
Yeah, look, it's
Maddie's
exciting.
Maddie's on his feet. You're on your standing up.
Yeah, it's exciting. I can't believe you have your member. Good stuff.
Yeah. All right. Well, guys, I'm so excited right now, but we've got to move on to Hope in a Suitcase. This is an incredible charity which has been kick-started by a local right here in the Hunter. She's a foster carer herself, and it really hits close to home for her. Hope in a Suitcase helps foster kids in our local area, and we're going to talk more about it in a sec.
Oh, good stuff, Jade. You're really nailing the localism today, aren't you? I love it.
Jade, Maddie and Griso, the Novos.
Yeah, guys, we're about to meet Rachel Clancy, who kicked off Hope in a Suitcase. And this is something that I didn't even know existed because my hairdressers, Chris and Mark at Mop Hair, I just want to quickly read the message that they sent to me, okay? They wrote, "We just wanted to let you know about a charity we're working with over the Christmas period, Hope in a Suitcase. Mm. It's very close to our hearts, as earlier this year we got an urgent call to foster two babies. They turned up to our house 90 minutes later, and we had nothing for them. The girls themselves didn't even have clothes or shoes, which is absolutely heartbreaking. But Docs provided us with two suitcases for them that had some baby wipes, one set of clothes and some bath toys. Hope in a Suitcase is run solely by a Hunter woman who is a foster carer herself, and she puts together suitcases with basic essentials for foster kids aged 0 to 12 here in Newcastle. And, you know, they're incredible people, Chris and Mark, and they're encouraging their clients to
just
donate suitcases.
Yeah.
And but firstly, I want to meet Rachel, who created Hope in a Suitcase. You're an incredible woman, Rachel.
Hey.
Thank you.
Hey, welcome to the show. Thank you so much for coming on and
thank you for having me.
This incredible work. So can you please tell us how you kicked off Hope in a Suitcase?
Yeah, so I
obviously have been around fostering for a long time because my family fostered as I was growing up, and then I started it myself. And people don't realise that quite often a child will turn up with a caseworker and they will literally have a plastic bag with maybe a dirty change of clothes in it, maybe not. Sometimes it might be a, you know, the big traditional strap bag. Sometimes they'll have that full, but sometimes you empty it and there's pretty much nothing usable in there. And I started to think about it more and I thought, these kids deserve better. So I thought, surely there's something we can do about it. And one night I just decided, that's it. We need to make a change. And so I put a call out just on Facebook for people wanting to donate some suitcases or any items to put in them. And I thought, I'm going to change this and make sure that every child who enters care now has a suitcase and their own belongings. So
that's so... Rachel
picked it off, and then it's grown since then.
It's so beautiful, and like it really does hit home, doesn't it? Like
a young kid,
100% deserve better than that.
To imagine a young kid turning up at someone's door,
a stranger's place,
and they have like zero possessions. Like that breaks your heart.
Yeah, they've just had everything ripped away from them. And then to think that they don't even have their own safety and security of knowing they've got their own belongings or a fresh pair of underwear to change into. Or people don't even think about it, like sanitary items or those sorts of essentials. A young girl that's just turned up to a new home isn't going to feel safe and comfortable enough to ask for those sorts of things. So I ensure for that age group there's all that sort of stuff provided in them so that we can make it them feel as comfortable as possible. But the whole main aim of it is the fact that I thought more about the fact of them dragging a suitcase around and a plastic bag around, and I thought what that represents to them, and I just thought that it kind of represents that they're worthless, like a garbage bag that's full of rubbish stuff to get rid of. And so that's what it's more about. More so, like, I love the fact that it's convenient and great having all the practical stuff in there, but it's more the message that it sends to them, that they're worthy and cared for, and kind of empower them. It's all about building their self-esteem and self-worth. But then... you know, it empowers them to cope with the big change that they've just faced.
So, Rachel, how do people put together a suitcase? Do they just go out and buy a suitcase and then they fill it themselves and then drop it off to you? Like, how about do people go about
helping,
you know, donating and helping towards opening a suitcase?
So, people don't have to donate a whole suitcase. People can just donate an empty little suitcase, or like a medium or small size suitcase, or they can just donate items to go in there. There's no donation that's too small. So I'll have people turn up and they'll have a bag full of some toothbrushes and toothpaste, and that's fine. That's totally helpful in the end if everyone just does a little bit. But people can also choose an age group that they want to do and put together a suitcase. And then I obviously check over what's in there and add the different bits and pieces.
Hey, Rachel, do you do this out of your own home?
Yes.
Wow.
So my house at the moment doesn't look like much of a house because I've been flat out prepping lots of suitcases for this Christmas period, but also it's just busy as it is. I've already done 8 suitcases this week for children.
How many do we need? Like, what's your ideal number?
My ideal number?
Yeah, are we talking hundreds or like 10, 20, 30? Going into the Christmas period?
Into the Christmas period, it would be awesome to have maybe 100 bags ready. I've just organised, because I've just been busy packing, I'm sending 20 up to the Northern Territory for 20 kids living in out-of-home care in a really remote area up there. So obviously that's used a lot of the supplies.
Resources, but
you know, it's great having people support, like just even donating one little thing. Or as you mentioned before, Mop Hair has got really passionate about it and on board. And so they're encouraging people to put stuff under their Christmas tree. I also have other services, like health services and stuff, where they'll maybe just put out one suitcase that's empty and put a list there that people can contribute, and they'll get like their clients and that when they come in to drop an item in, whether it be a pair of pajamas or underwear or a hairbrush. Yeah, or otherwise people can jump on the website and make donations via the website.
Yeah.
And that's hopeinasuitcase.org.
.com.au.
Yeah. Rachel, you're doing incredible work. Thank you so much for joining us and getting the word out with what you do. And obviously you can go to hopeinasuitcase.com.au to find out more how you can help and contact Rachel to drop donations off. But I do know Chris and Mark, who you've helped out, they're actually taking donations in their shop, Mopair. So definitely, if you're heading that way in Hamilton, you can drop it off there, because I know they want to get 50 suitcases for you before Christmas. So.
Oh, good stuff. Thanks for joining the show, Rachel. We appreciate it.
Jade, Maddie and Grievo, the Novos.
Across Newcastle.
Across Newcastle.
Are you ready?
This is
Jade, Maddie and Grievo.
Jade, Maddie and Grievo, the Novos.
So, sorry to everyone, and especially to Hamish, for the very late news there. What a fascinating situation with Maddie, because he sort of yo-yos between really, you know, so that story we had with Hope in a Suitcase, for example, right? It's such an important message. He's like, we've got to have that on the air. But then he feels so guilty for having the news late. It's that we get to see the entire gamut of your emotions played out like a sort of soap opera in front of us, to the point where he literally cowered under the desk just then so he didn't have to hear the time that the news went. La, 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 la,
it's la, la, really fascinating watching a grown man crawl under a desk.
Because
you don't want to hear it.
Oh, there's nothing more humiliating and, like, crushing to me when I hear Hamish go, and it's 14 minutes to 9 with a new FM news update.
So we're very sorry, Hamish. Yeah. You know, we don't mean it.
We need to start getting back on time, guys. Like, I'm putting it on the air. We're all guilty of it. We all like to chat. Yeah, we've got to wrap things up earlier.
Well, great.
Just doing a little live air check.
Stop staring at me.
I'm not
directing it right at me.
No, I'm not.
Yeah. There's only three people in this room.
Producer break. Jackson.
Yo.
Hello.
You want me to save you? Okay,
yeah.
I'll save
Thanks.
You. Let's do it. Vanessa Amorosi.
Oh, yeah.
Coming up for 105 commercial free. Hey, girl. Hey. Nico and Vince.
Oh, I love this song.
With BB Rexha.
It's a good one.
I'm always shocked at how many songs BB Rexha's in and just how long she's been around for.
How long?
Just in the background. Like, years and years and years.
Oh,
she's a background singer, really. Like, she's... She's had that every song's a collaboration. Like, you know,
her manager just contacted me. They said get back under the desk. Matthew. Tal Backman as well.
Very good. Newcastle's only block of ad-free music kicking off after 9 o'clock.
Very good.
Dr. Coleman up next, answering all of your medical questions.
Jade, Maddie and Grievo, the Novos.
It's time to chat to Dr. Coleman. Alright guys, it's that time of week. Dr. Coleman is here to answer all of your medical questions. Good morning, Doctor.
Good morning. Lovely to be here.
Aww, it's a pleasure having you again. I look forward to our chats every week.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah, I feel somehow more learned at the end. It's really good.
Yeah. All right, let's kick it off, Doctor. Question number one is from Dane.
Hey, Dr. Coleman. Out of nowhere, I've got a really sore left armpit. Not sure what it is. It hurts when I reach my arm up really high. It's sort of sore to the touch. There's a little red mark there, but nothing too untoward. Can you help me out?
Oh, look, I think I probably can help him out. So, yeah, armpits, they're funny places, really. They're sort of dead ends, really, and they get sweaty and they get hot.
Mm.
And underneath them, there's often some lymph glands or little skin boils that happen. So often when you find you get a sore armpit, if you poke around that sore spot, there'll be a little lump. And that lump is usually... a lymph gland which is sort of swollen up because there's a bit of an infection there, or a boil in the skin. So that's the most common cause.
And will that go away by itself?
Look, most of them do. You can get, you know, as they say, if I had a dollar for every armpit boil I've lanced in my time.
Be a rich man.
You should probably avoid wearing deodorants, because wouldn't that block up the you know, your sweat glands and your pores, so then that's creating the infection?
Look, it's a good logical thought, but I don't think it actually works that way. So deodorants don't really either increase or decrease the risk of getting boils or sores there. So feel free to wear them. I guess if you are very prone to these, getting these sores, then I guess you'd give it it's not a bad idea to give it a trial of avoiding deodorants or changing deodorants.
But, and don't shave your armpits.
Yeah, look, shaving can be a problem. So, I mean, most people get away with shaving it and no problems at all. But for those who do get little cuts and nicks, I guess, and scrapes on the skin when they shave, it does leave a bit of space for the for some of the bugs to get in. So some people are a bit prone to that.
Okay, and it's like we're almost learning from Dr. Jade here as well today. Don't shave your armpits. All right, Dr. Jade. A couple of doctors in here.
I like it.
Our next question is from Justine.
Hey, Dr. Coleman. I've just started dating a guy who has two different coloured eyes, and it looks really cool, but I was just wondering how that happens and if that means there's going to be any dramas in the future with vision.
Yeah, two different coloured eyes. It certainly does happen. It's a rarity outside movie stars, I think, who usually wear coloured contact lenses if they want that sort of look.
Yeah.
But, it can happen. So the colour of the eye is really the colour of the iris itself, which is the little muscles that contract and open up your pupil. And so those muscles, usually it's a genetic thing that gives you, you know, brown eyes or blue eyes, for example. But some people, yeah, there is sort of rare cases where the two eyes are different colours. It really doesn't matter. It's just a cosmetic thing. The colour of your eyes doesn't really affect your function of your eye at all. Yeah, good. Or your eyesight. Yeah, it's really at the front of the eye, not the back of the eye.
So own it and show people at the pub, basically, and nothing to worry about.
Exactly. Something. A good little trick to show at parties. That's about it.
Absolutely. There he is, Dr. Coleman. Appreciate your time, mate. Thank you. And of course, if you want to ask Dr. Coleman a question, hit us up on Instagram. Jade Maddie Crevo. Thanks, Doc.
No worries.
We have lots of money to give away right now. The cash cocktail is sitting at $575.
Oh, keeps climbing.
I know.
We know that sound number one is an electric toothbrush. Listen out for number two and three.
That's right. If you get both of those right, $575, all yours, plus everyone in the draw to win 12 delicious cocktail cans, all thanks to Newcastle Distilling Co. Tomorrow we draw that. Mm-hmm. So you want to be in the draw for that. 13:10:09, it's the party starter pack that we give away every week.
Jay, Maddie and Grievo, the Novos.
$575.
Cash cocktail. It's your chance to win cash. And only on Newcastle's new FM.
Cash, money, baby. Yeah, that's right. It's very easy. All you need is to get the two sounds correct. 575, all yours. Plus, everyone that calls for this basically can go into the draw for our delicious cocktail cans, all thanks to Newcastle Distilling Co.
They're really strong. I think they're like 2.4 drinks in a can.
2.6.
So you get 12 of them.
Yep. Drink responsibly, but yeehaw.
Exactly.
Do you know what? They're so great, because if you've got the cocktail shaker at home, you just pop some ice in there, pop the can in, shake it up, and they are just like the bar.
Or crack it open and give it a slurp. We're going to the phones right now.
Yeah. Hey, James, how are you?
Yeah, not bad.
What's on for your day?
No, just working.
Just working. What do you do for yourself, James?
It's all round or whatever. I'm just doing tile fittings at the moment.
Oh, yeah. Are you strangling a bird in the background?
Yeah, I'm in a bathroom.
Yeah. What do you think the sounds are?
A cassette player?
A what, sorry?
A cassette player.
A cassette player
is incorrect.
Sorry, man.
Thanks, man.
Thanks for playing.
In the draw for the cocktails, Katie. Hello.
Hello.
Hi. What do you think the sounds are, Katie?
Is one like fueling up your car?
Fueling it up.
Like the bubbly noise.
Well, you do get those people that are attracted to their vehicles.
Objects. Yeah, no, that's not it.
No, objects.
And do you have a second guess?
I don't know. Changing the hole punch to a different size? I don't know.
Katie.
Yeah.
Sorry. No good.
Thank you. Enjoy your day. Back tomorrow. All thanks to Newcastle Distilling Co. Check them out on Facebook or go to newcastledistillery.com.au.
It's going to be a great day tomorrow, guys.
Is it? Why?
Because it's Friday.
Yeah, always fun. Feel good Friday.
Awesome.
Jackson, 105 commercial free kicking off in minutes.
Yo, Doja Cat and Say So It is on the way. He works in like internet now. MC Hammer.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he's got like
tech support.
Like Dodo. Yeah, potentially. And those hammer pants under the desk. Sia as well and David Guetta. I swear I thought they were married at one point, but not the case.
So you know what? They've just got a musical marriage. They make great stuff together.
Yeah.
It's always good.
Vibing.
Alright guys, enjoy the day. We'll be back tomorrow. Don't forget, you can catch up with us on our podcast. Search The Novos on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get.
Yeah, give
podcast from 5 stars always helps.
Yeah,
just saying. Enjoy your day. Bye.
Bye.
See ya.
Maddie and Creepo, The Novos.